Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Yeah. The last thing that we had, where on Daf Kuf Chaf, where the Gemara breaks, well, we're at the very bottom of Kuf Yates, where the Gemara says we're talking again the difference between Kutche. There are two ways to say it. Kutche Bama and Kutche Mizbeach. Or when it's not totally in the Kutche, the Karbonis that were earmarked, designated for them, but it's only where they actually did it. Like Gemara's Lema Sayalei, like, what are we saying? Bottom on Kuf Yates on the base, Lema Mesayalei, Chazav is Shaik, the Utruma Slach Beitaida, Nayagin Bekoche Baba Gedaila. They're Nayag by Karbonis that were earmarked for the Baba Gedaila. That means what? That if they were earmarked for the Baba Gedaila, then these Nidam are Nayag. But the A Nayagid, because you're Baba Gitana, there is no din of Chazav is Shaik by a regular Bama. And not only is there no din when you bring it on the Bama, even if you bring it on the Baba Gedaila, there's no din Chazav is Shaik, where it was earmarked for a Baba Gitana. Even if you brought it on the Baba Gedaila. No, Nayagid, Baba Gedaila, the A Nayagid, Baba Gitana. It does not mean that. We're not saying that. What we're saying is that there is no hanhaga of Chazav is Shaik when we're bringing it on the Bama Ktana, but if you bring it on the Bama Gedaila, there will be a din Chazav is Shaik. It's probably at the location of when you bring, where you bring it, the Blig of the Rabbi Lazar. And if we're going to learn like that, then it argues on the member of Rabbi Lazar, the Omer Rabbi Lazar, Oilas Bamas Yachid, that when we have the Ayla of a Bamas Yachid that was earmarked, designated for a Bamas Yachid, Ayla's Bamas Yachid, Shehichnisa Bifnim, that you brought it Bifnim, Kotu Machitzis, L'chol Dover. It takes on the dinim of the Bamas Yachid. When we're saying another way, say, Ma, Nayagim Baba Gedeva, Nayagim Baba Ktana, Upligi, then we're saying what? That in Kultua Machitzis Lachal Davar, we're saying the Machitzis are Kailin, gives it its din, a whole din, a din, as if it would be earmarked for the Baba Gedeva. Now, Rashi over here says, Avakachim, Shishakta the Baba Ktana, there is no din of splitting up the Mizbeach, above or below the Chutah Sikra. You do that. Even if it's a Baba Ktana, they were designated for that. But it depends on what the location was. What is this going on? Now, this is a different thing. Now, well, what does the Gemara mean over here? What does the Gemara mean over here, Nachama? So it says maybe a plea to the Rabbi Lazar, if we're saying, he said, Eilas Babas Yachid Shehichnisa Bifnim, that he brought it with the Eilas Babas Yachid. He brought it with them the Machitzas are Kailat. Mechitzes are kailet l'chol dover. Now, what is that? What does it mean? The mechitzas are going to be koilet l'chol davar, so why is it arguing about? What is he coming to say over here? We're saying that it's not based on where the designation was. It's based on where it was performed. Now you hear this talking, what? They shechted it. Oilas babas yachid. Now, oilas babas yachid, that what? What did they do? That was already shechted. Sheyechnisad v'lifnim, the mechitzas are koilet, l'chol davar. It changes them.
Yeah.
It changes them, and it becomes, it really becomes a baba gedayla, by very fact that it came, by very that it comes in there. And like, Mayram Zera, oilas babas yachid, sheyechnisad l'fnim, v'tzir l'chutz. Here, like he claimed, but the Eilav Ababis Yachid, that he, Eilav Ababis Yachid, that he brought it inside, and then he brought it back outside. What's it did there? Now, me, I'm reading, came at the Eilav, like we're just saying now, Koltala, Mechitzasa, and it becomes, not just like a Baba Gedayla. Well, Dilma came in hunter, maybe it goes back out, and therefore it resumes its original status. Rashi over here comes and tells us, Sheikh Nisa Garaz ben Rabba Lazar. The member that we have, that, where guy Sheikh Nisa lifted, where Rashi is Sheikh Nisa, Garaz ben Rabba Lazar, Sheikh Nisa la'ach, Sheshachta. He brought it in after the Shechita. Here we got, here, remember the Bliga, the Rabbi Lazar, who says, Eilas Babas Yachid, this is Rabbi Lazar's memory of the last line, Shechnisa Bifnim. Now, Sarashi says, what happened over here? Shechnisa Liacha Sheshachta. After the Shechita, Bechutz, after he shechted it, in other words, on the outside by the Baba Ketana, and then he brought it inside. Sheikh Nisa, Liacha Shechta Mechutz, called Tua Mechitzis. The Mechitzis were Kailet, L'chol Davar. L'chol Davar means, look how many takes on the din, all the dinim of a Baba Gedayla. L'gar Garas, from there, M'sechas Ve'ila Alma. What do we say? Afka Chim Shanishchatu. Baba Ketana, Shikriva Megedaila, Kaltin Baba Gedaila Naimahem. All the datum of a Baba Gedaila it has. Shamina Minanami, and from there we see the Mishas Hatter, Baba, Nabi, Onishtana Din Gedaila Mehilchasa. The Mushteya, Malashanis, the Rabbi Marchama, Plinga, the Rabbi Lazar, they argue with Rabbi Lazar. Here we're saying after the Shechita takes on the Dinim, of the Gedayla. Takes up Dinim of the Gedayla. Now, what will happen? It's a Davar Bashan. What will happen if it was brought in before the Shechita? I say it's nothing. What will happen? Maybe before the Shechita, there wouldn't be anything. Let's say you had the Baba Ketana, and it came in to the Gedayla, then it went back out. What is it then? Now you have to go and shecht it. Where are you going to shecht it? Shecht it outside, shecht it inside. They're going to have dinim of a baba ketana. It's going to be chayim chas of a sheik. Not going to be chayim chas of a sheik. What will be the dinim? Here, Weissdeis from Rashi, that what will be, Avada is going to be made of baba ketana. Avada is not going to have any dinim. The machitzas are not going to be koiling it just because it goes in. When is it that the machitzas will be koiling it? Only after the Avada began. If the Avada did not yet begin, then nothing happens.
No problem,
Yosef,
over here?
So now there's another problem, though. I thought, very good. So David is being myrits, and that is, what happened, why is there no tool of Yosef? What happened here again? There was a shechita that was done outside, and then was brought inside. I was saying, sounds kindly. Fine. But the Gemara Shaila was, if it went back out, could it resume? So the Gemara says it does not resume. Adarabba, what should happen if it went out? Should be called Puzzle. Very, very good. Hichnisa lifnim, v'hotzia l'chutz. What happens? V'yabrida came into yai l'kolta la, v'chitzatza, then what do you do? You bring it back in, and you continue doing the yavayna b'fnim. Oh, the yoma came in hunter, hunter. Or maybe it's not like that. Maybe it resumes its original status. And now we have another way that the Gemara doesn't even deal with. Why is it that does not become puzzle the yaitzeh? What? I'm the spoil from that you even entertain such a thing. I'm flabbergasted by such a thing. David is saying that maybe there's no din of yaitzeh b'chol by a bummer gedayla even. Because if it's bad that the heter, that there is such a thing as a heter bummus, maybe it is bad of heter bummus where it went into the bummer gedayla, where it was in the bummer gedayla. There's no din yaitzeh. There's a Dvar Avram that says it like this. What the other with the Dvar Avram would say such a thing also, that there's no din of yaitzeh, but makam where it went from a bummer gedayla to a bummer tana. What's wrong? It's not the mile of the bummer gedayla of the Azara is, because that's the precinct for Avaida. And here it's not. You can do Avaida and Bechutz also. Therefore, maybe there's no din yaitzeh at all. There's no din yaitzeh at all. Because the Avaidas that you're doing with them could really have been done Bechutz. Or, yeah, the Chazon Ish comes, and Karen Ira, we have, why is it that it's not possible, yaitzeh? Excuse me, the Chazon Ish is a different way on Karen Ira. I was talking, but there are others in the Chaknasa. Chaknasa comes and he's governs from the Mechalik like that and says, maybe we're talking here about a Shlomim. We're talking here about a Shlomim. We're not talking about the Dam over here. We're talking about a Shlomim. We're talking about the Busser. Maybe that's why over here. It ignores the din of Yaitzeh because maybe we're talking about the buser. Maybe. That's how he learns it. But otherwise he holds there should be a din of Yaitzeh. But then we have other tzadim though. Maybe it is like a different because the psul, the Taras HaKodesh comes, there I have a Taras HaKodesh. It's only b'makim where the only time where it's another interesting svara that he says, the Taras HaKodesh holds the only time there'll be a psul of yaitzeh anywhere is only where the avaida, there was an avaida that was done b'fnim. Here the avaida was not done b'fnim, in Chirabi. If the avaida could have been done b'fnim, what are we talking here? The shechita was done b'chutz. What was done? The shechita was done b'chutz, l'chaira, and the kabbalah also. But what else was done b'fnim? So far nothing. We didn't say anything was done b'fnim. And now what? It goes b'fnim, the avaida was done b'chutz, and then it goes back outside. Maybe there's no psul yaitzeh. Maybe in order for it to be a psul yaitzeh, it has to be the Scottish with avaidus p'nim. It's also a very interesting thing. That's the Taras HaKodesh. Taras HaKodesh. We dealt with him with many, many times, really, throughout the Masechta. Devin Menachos also, of course. But the Dvar Avraham says, Azazach, like you're saying, maybe Bechlau, when it comes to, that there's no, it comes to a bomb in Gedaila. Not by, when there's not a Baba Ktana, maybe there's no Din Yaitzeh at all. Maybe in such a case, the whole Din Yaitzeh does not apply to Zman Heter Abomis, where it was there in the Baba Gedaila. Also, interesting svaris that we have, the Gabi this problem. Yeah. He brought it with him, he was Maitzi in Bechutz, and it ignores the Din Yaitzeh, but the Gemara does say that it's called Tuam Achitzis once the Shechita was done. And then the Gemara says, oh dear, we're coming on. Lav hayda plunta d'rabba v'rav Yosef. So the Gemara, maybe this should be totally in this. It's not, we know it from Me'ila. It's not kachi kachi v'shishechta b'darim, the very opening taf of Maseches Me'ila. You went, they had kachi kachi that they shechted b'darim, which of course is apostle. Shechta kachi kachi v'shishechta b'darim. The din is it's possible, but Ma'alim Baha. But there is a din of Me'ilah. Why is there Mehila? Yeah, but Mehila Daraisa, Mehila Darabonet. But the Gemara is telling whether or not there's going to be a din of Mehila. Because of one of the different svaras that we have. In that case where there's a psul of yar of shkita's darim, let's say they brought it on the mizbeach illegally. You weren't allowed to do that. But if you did it, then it could be malolo yerdu. See, like Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi did, it's not like that. And that might in itself could be a reason why it could be the Elam over there in that case. Because even inside, if the did is Imalu Yerda, maybe the did could be a Drabonet. But that's a separate thing. So, but we have a Machlekes Rabba Rab Yosef, if the did is Imalu Lo Yerda or not. Rabba Amar Lo Yalu. Rab Yosef Amar Yalu. And he's, again. Yerdu Mahu Sheyalu. Rabba Amar Lo Yalu. It cannot be brought up. Rav Yosef Amar Yalu. Now, Tibay la Rabba, Tibay la Rav Yosef. So again, what do we have? We said Yardu, in case Yardu went down. Can you bring it back up? Rabba Amar, no, you're not allowed to do that. And Rav Yosef Amar Yalu. See right away what Rashi says here. Lav Haidu, Rabba Amar Yardu, Rav Yosef Amar Himalu Lo Yardu. See the Girsa that we have here. What we have. We're saying the gear says imalu la yerdu or not, right? Here in Gemara says the gear says that we have yalu. Lav haidu the rabba rav yaisen the tod the svad Rashi says kachin yachda b'darim imalu alu bal she yerdu rabba abar yerdu resev imalu la yerdu rabba abar yerdu the light rabba says it's yerdu. Here it says imalu alu bal she yerdu. Rabbi says, Yerdu. There's no din here, Imalu lo Yerdu. And, what? Because it's all the Shechita. It's Dara. It's all the Shechita. It's not a reason, for Imalu lo Yerdu. On the other hand, Rabbi Yosef says, Imalu lo Yerdu. Rabbi Amar Yerdu, the lo double the sharp psulim, shep psulim akkadish. He holds it out because it's coming by the Shechita, not following the Shechita. It's in the Shechita. See the Rashi again? Rabba Amar Yerdu, the light double the sharp psulim, shep psulim akkadish. It's psulim agufa. It's like almost like, I don't want to say babish like Reve Venirva, but he holds it, it's in that category. The light double the sharp psulim, shep psulim akkadish. Ella, kabat the chakina dummy. It's like you choked it. You killed it with a sword. Alma, the rabba, layam reinen kalut. The Rav Yosef Amrin and Kolut. We don't say, according to Rav Yosef, it's Kolut, and therefore, it's automatically, it's gonna be a Malolo Yerdu. Now, let's see again. The Girsa that we have, this is not like this really, but alright, but go with Rashi, and that's how the Gemara learns in Me'ilah also, the way we just explained it. Yerdu Malshiyal, Rav Amrin, Yerdu Rav Yosef Amar. Yalu. Let me see the gears on the bottom a second. Bach Vibailahu. Alu Bal Sheyerdu. Not Yerdu Yalu, but Yim Alu Lo Yerdu. That's the girsa that we have, the traditional girsa that we have in the Gemara and Me'ilah. So that's what we want to know. Rabba holds, this is not psulim akkadish, it's a psul in the Shechitz Kabbat B'chakina, that's Lashon HaGemara that we have in Me'ilah. Rabbi Yosef holds a din is Imalu lo Yerdu. So here we have, Avo Mech, Tibayla Rabbi Yosef. Now, so the Gemara says, Rabba Abba lo Yerba Rabbi Sabi Yalu. Tibayla Rabba, Tibayla Rabbi Yosef. Tibayla Rabba, Adkan Lekama Rabba, Elamim Isbeya. Where did Rabbi say that it is Imalu lo Yerdu? Ela b'mizbeach, the chazi lay mekadosh, lo chazi lay lo mekadosh. It's right for the mizbeach. We're talking over here, there was a regular carpet. It was chazi for the mizbech. The mizbech will be mekadoshit. And once it's there, lo yergu. Avo, Rav Yosef. I come. He would say, Rabbi does not hold that way. Rabbi Alam is the chazi le mekadosh lo. And this is not a davar which is chazi le, according to Rabbi. On the other hand, and therefore over here, in this case, it's not chazi le. Why is it not chazi le? Because it was shechted in the wrong place. But however, by the mechitza coming into the makam of the Baba Gedaila and say a knife and given. Let's say my knife and given. They went into the makam of the Baba Gedaila. Get to my rabbi and tell him rabbi, hello, baby, it's Beyach. The chazi lay mekadish, the chazi lay lay mekadish. Like the Gemara says in the beginning of Abizbeach mekadish. And over here, it has to be something that's right for the Mizbeach. Abu Mechitza, like we're talking over here by the Bama, Abu Gabda Lo Chazilei. The Machal Kulta, it is Kailat, the Mechitza, Mechitzas are Kailat. And therefore, even if it's Lo Chazilei, the Mechitzas could be Kailat. It's different than the Mizbeach. Mizbeach, Kolom Gemim English, Kolom Gemim Mizbeach is English. Al Dilma, Filo the Rav Yosef. Ad Kadai Kama Rav Yosef, or some the opposite. Maybe like Kamar Rav Yosef Hasam of the Chag Makayim who? Where did he say that Shechitas Darim is good? It's only because it's all done Saif Kol Saif in the same place, within the same confines. Abalacha, the Trei Mekayimis Nidu. However, by us, by the Baba, where it's a separate Makayim, it's outside the Mignesh, Mechlal. Avalhacha, the tray mekaymes nino. Maybe over there it's not going to be koilin at all. The whole thing that was really originally done. Where was the shechita done? Fafalim, it's under Mavavik Tana. Therefore, it's not going to work. Odil Malaishna, Ateka, we don't know here how it's going to work. Abilson, the pshitale, the rabba, mechad gisa, the rabbi Yosef, mechad gisa, vifaylei, the rabbi Yanai. Each Shita that we had that Rabbi Yadai, that the Rabbi held and Rabbi Yosef held, Rabbi Yadai was not clear about either tzad. The by Rabbi Yadai, Evare Eilas Babas Yachid. The Evarim of an Eilas Babas Yachid, Sha'olam is Beyach Beyardu, Beyardu. He had the Evarim of an Eila, that went up to the Mizbeach, and then they came down. Well, Hecha Deloi, now, so the Gemara says, Hecha Deloi Mashla Bohen Ha'ar Loti Vailach, where it was not, the fire did not take us, that's the initial phase of what we say, the Dibzi Malon Lo Yerdu. This is, as opposed to, where it's Tatsa Tatsitza'ar Berubo, the Gemara says, Glachavav and Menachas. Where it says that's the minimum shear of how it's able to be of the haftarah. There, what's going to be the din over there? It's yardu. Kiti vaylach. Hechad mashla bahed ha'ar. That will only apply b'makom where there was mashla by. What is the din? That's teku. Now, so what is this? The boy Rav Yadai comes Rashi, and Rashi says, Evare Ayla, Gomez Yachid, Sha'ala Lemisbeach, Bao Sheyar Yerdu. Chagar Sinavim, Me'ila, Nabi Yachid Garisla, Abalob Rav Yadai Garisla. So this is not the name of him, it's somebody else. Amri, Evare Ayla, Shenishchatu, Babamis Yachid, Shalaybit Kaima. It was not in the right place. Legabe Babe Gedaila, you country country Shechta Bedarim. You have to say it's Shechta in the wrong place. So what happens over here? And I hit my Eilas Babe Siachid. Now, so again, so he was specific where it was not in the wrong place, because it was a really it was for Rabbi Babe Gedaila. And now what is it? So is it any Mala Yerdu or not? Now, Tosfos comes over here. We have a very big yesod, Valdika yesod that we have here. We really talked about it to a degree in a Mizbeach Mekadesh, and that is in those places, the Mishlo Melech as the Suffolk, and Perek Gimel, Ptolem Ugdashim, of course. Rabbi Yehuda, remember, holds the big three, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Dinesi Balu Yerdu. Where is it? What are they again? Nishkata Balayla, Nishmachada, and Yaitse Dab, the Dab went out outside of Spasal Biyaitse. But those are the three that did is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Agav, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. I should really say it. It's not, but we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon, really. You might be come as a shock to everybody, but Lamaisa, the Rabbah paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. All right. But he also did is over there by those. Zayt's Tyrus Ha'ela. The Rabbah part we have Miyutin. And the did is by there. Ibalu Yerdu. Shaila is Kavlat the Mishmo Melech. What happens according to Rabbi Yehuda that the din is? If that's Yamala Yerdu, what if it's Mashlo Mahedo R? If it's Mashlo, but normally when we talk about the din, if Yamala Yerdu, you don't even need Mashlo Mahedo R, all you need is, and you go up to the Mizbeach. But over here, in a case where it's Mashlo Mahedo R, as we know, from the Gemara in the Mizbeach Mekadesh, Mashlo Mahedo R, maybe it works even by Gita Matsavis. You would normally not be mila it. Over there, let's say you had a case, tomorrow's case, by the Imalo Lo Yerdus, it was Yairain, but it was also Mashal Medohar. Let's say you have a psul of Lina. It was a plus of a Lina. The Dinah's Imalo Lo Yerdu, fine. Now what? It came Lach Mashal Mizbeach. All right, so it's Imalo Lo Yerdu. Let's say it was Yerdu, though. That it's not lo yet, it's lo yalu. You don't bring it back up. But the Gemara says, let's say it was even Mashlo Mahedo R on top. Then, even if it's yerdu, even if it was yairin, you bring it back up. That's the Gemara there. So we see Mashlo Mahedo R gives it a din of kumta mizbeach that where you normally would not bring it up, but once it had Mashlo Mahedo R, it's a whole different category. So the Mishlo Melech declares, what happens in these cases where the din is Imalu Yerdu, like Rav Yehuda, but it was Mashlo Mahedo R? What happens? Is it there Imalu Lo Yerdu? Even according to Rav Yehuda by Nishkata Balayla? Nishkata Balayla. But it was Mashlo Mahedo R. What is the din? Tosfos comes and he says over here, if you look at the bottom Tosfos, boy, the bottom Tosfos on the computer test, boy, Ravana, yes, Eilis Babis Yachid, that he brought it with them, and then he went and he's mighty, and what's the din? And then he comes, continues, and he says, he buy Lumashi Yerdu, Rabba Omer Yerdu, Rav Yisrael Lo Yerdu. And then he says, again, Tivay the Rabba, Tivay the Rav Yisrael. We can have the closed topic that we have over here. Rabba and Rav Yosef. That's Rashi, how Rashi learned it. Amo Mesfarim Yishanim, Garcinin, we learned the different, little different. Kachay Kachim, Shishakta Bidaraim, on the top of Kufchav Taisus. Mayalin Mohem, Imalu Lo Yerdu. It's Imalu Lo Yerdu, Vibayilu, and we have a suffix. Yardu Bal Shiyalu. What is the din? Yardu Bal Shiyalu. See, again, this is, remember, we learned the Gemara with the shells of the Girsa. We went with the Girsa, the Gemara Me'ilu. But Tosfos brings, Besvarim Yishanim. Besvarim Yishanim, where Gairus. Kachi Kachim Shishakta Bidarim Ma'alim Mohen. Im Alolo Yardu. But, The suffix that we have in the Machlekes Rabban Rav Yosef is not Imalu Lo Yerdu. It's Im Yardu Yalu or not. Imalu Yardu Mal Shiyalu. And for that we have the same sheikhs. Rabba Amar Lo Yalu. Rav Yosef Amar Yalu. Now, what is this? Imalu Rabba. But the Gemara says the suffix that we have here by the Baba. The Bisayan Rabbi Yosef. Umayrik. Now, how could it be? Well, how could it be? Miyar du Yalu. How could that be? Because there was never about the Yar, the Yalu. But the Torah says Umayrik. Mamashla Bahen Ha'ar. What we're talking about is, it was Imalu lo Yardu, but it was Mashla Bahen Ha'ar. Umayrik, Mamashla Bahen Ha'ar. Lahachi, Lachuli Alma. Imalu lo Yardu. According to everybody, they don't be Imalu lo Yardu. Uberei Shmi'ila, the Amarava, Imalu Yardu. Myri, but light mashma bahen ha'ar. He's that which Rabba says. Im alu yerdu. He's speaking where it's not mashma bahen ha'ar. But if it would be mashma bahen ha'ar, then it would be different. Now, what does that mean? Here you see. Yeah, well, no, I mean, he's not taking Rebutus. Rebutus only knows big three. Yeah. But over here, what is Tyson saying? That according to Rabbah, there are two things that what the Gemara is telling us here. First of all, Imalu Yerdu, by Shechitas Darim. Right? But the Girsa here is, Im Yerdu Yalu. Well, by high, the terrace is, it's Mashla Bahen Ha'ar. So what do you see, though? If it's Mashla Bahen Ha'ar, at least the din is, Im Alu Lo Yerdu, even though without Mashla Bahen Ha'ar, then it'd be Im Alu Yerdu. Mashla Bahen Ha'ar will make something where the din is Im Alu Yerdu into a case where the din is going to be now be Imalu lo yerdu, because it's Mashla Bahen Ha'ar. You see the effect of Mashla Bahen Ha'ar sometimes will make it that it's Imalu yalu, like in cases where it was Klar Imalu lo yerdu. But also, it says that the din will be, where normally the din would be Imalu yerdu, the din will be Imalu lo yerdu, where it's Mashla Bahen Ha'ar. Everyone's just clear that everybody's in so much case. The Mishnah brings a right the Gabi Rav Yehuda. Me and Afka mean according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds a din is Imalu Yerdu by Shechitas Laila. Lishmach Dama, or in the case where the Yatsan Dama Chutz Tiklai. What would Rav Yehuda hold the Gabi this? In the case where it's Mashal Bahed Ha'ar, that the din is therefore going to be Imalu Lo Yerdu. And now it opens up a Pandora's box. Remember, the Rabbi Gemara is in Shut, because we know that the din is, remember, we spoke about it in Hashem, we spoke about it in Mizbech Mekadosh, but we didn't, but it's Megayim and Gemara is in Hashem and Vabayla, but Daf Kuftes, because we know that the din is a din of Allah's chutz. If Bithnim, the din will be Imalu Lo Yerdu, remember. There was a psul, you brought a psul b'chutz. You are a Milet b'chutz, and Bithnim, it's not really Royal Pesach HaYomayim. Except if the Pesach Hayom Bayit, the din would have been Imalu Lo Yerdu. Then there is a chiyum of chutz, of Bailu chutz. So the deal that we have is, if the din is going to be Imalu Lo Yerdu, but if it's a case, let's say where? Imalu Yerdu. But let's say it's Mashla Bahen Ha'ar. If it's Mashla Bahen Ha'ar, then the Gemara says, according to Rav Yehuda, that the din is going to be Imalu Yerdu, then there's not going to be a din of chutz. The shaila is, why not? Why shouldn't there be a din of chutz? Why there should be a din of chutz? Because even according to Rav Yehuda, then it's going to be Imalu Lo Yerdu, where it's Mashal Bahen Ha'ar. That's also a Taras HaKadosh, make the kash. Believe the Taras HaKadosh, yes, the kash. Bumble. But that's the things that we said, that the lumdus of Mashla Bahen Ha'ar, that the din is going to be Imalu Lo Yerdu, is a different lumdus than the din of Imalu Lo Yerdu Stam without Mashla Bahen Ha'ar. So we said that's already the Gaya, it's a briskero. Imalu Lo Yerdu becomes part of the carbon. And becomes part of the carbon. Enachirami. The din is going to be Chayim B'chutz. But if by Mashla Bahen Ha'ar, the din is Lo Yerdu, it's not because there become part of the carbon. It's only because the Mizbeach was coiled it, and once it's there, it doesn't go off, but not that it becomes an integral part of the carbon. The lumpness of what happens because of this taisvus, that where it's mashlama hen ha'ar, that the din is lo yerdu, is a different lumpness than the lumpness where it will be in a case where it's not mashlama hen ha'ar. This is just the highlights of what we have over here, because it's going to be nageya. It becomes lachma shamis beach. That's where the Gemara uses it. The lachma shamis beach. Where's mashal b'hanor? That's the Gemara there in Pehei that we have. And now Itmar shchitas laila. Now we have another thing here. Another thing that we deal with here. Shchitas laila. We never talked about shchitas laila by Obama. What happened? Much shchitas the yitzavaisa. Be shchitas laila b'babas yachid. What do we do there? Rabbishmo chad amar bechad amar ksheira bechad amar psula. What do you do? Shchitas laila on a babak tada. What? I can't hear you. Babak tada is not avada no good. Babak tada, no. That's avada no good. Even though it's a babak tada, it's not a mizbeach. You're right. Yeah. There is a drop chiddush in it. Laila because me I'm savaisa. The avada has to be wi. All avadas are wi. But not achtaras emurim. But except for achtaras emurim, all avadas are dam. I have to be done by Laila. It only applies by the Mizbeach, but it even applies by Abba Mekadayla. But there's a drop chiddush. The reason why I'm saying a drop chiddush is because, like we said, in Tosfos, that even Abba Mekadayla, which is, you might have thought it's like a Mizbeach, it's like this man that we have of Isra Abamas, it's not. The Raya is because he can't bring a Mincha on Abba Mekadayla, in even this man Heter Abamas. If you hold that ain mincha b'baba or ain ifis b'baba, that means you will not be able to bring it in a b'baba tada, nor will you be able to bring it in a b'baba gedayla, Taisa says. Okay. It must be that so now Ravish will chad amar k'shem chad amar p'sula. But come easily give me the Rebbe Lazar.
Except for a shibboy.
The Amar the Rebbe Lazar, Rami. K'sim, Rami k'ray adani, k'sim v'yad v'yaymer. Bagadata and Galuay Lai Hayim Evan Gedaila Uksiva Yama Shal Putsu Baama Martem Lohem Hagishu Elai Ishoro the Ishteo Bishakashatem Baze Bahaltem. He's telling them to bring carbonis Losetu Lashem Lecho Aladama Yagisha Kolawami Shara Biyano Halaila. The Yishchatu Shab, they brought Karbanis Balayla. Bar Mishani Kan Bechulin Kan Bekotchim. Umar Mishani Kan Bekotchim Bababa Gedayla. Kan Bekotchim Baba Ktala. It's the difference. Baba Ktani, you can do it. Baba Gedayla, you can't do it. The Kotchim Baba Gedayla. Kan Bekotchim Baba Ktani. Itmar. Ailas Babas Yachid. Rab Omar. What about when we talk about the Ayla? Of a Bobas Yachid, Rav Omar, Tuna Hefshemini Tuach, Rav Yechon Tuna, Ain Tuna Min Hefshemini Tuach, and Rav Yechon it says Tuna Hefshemini Tuach. What does that tell us? Go back to the same thing that we had by Nari Bnei Yisrael. The Kabif the Gimin Rav Yasi Aglili. The Sadi Rav Yasi Aglili Aymer. Oila Shikrimi Soba Midbar. Ain Tuna Hefshemini Tuach. That was done, remember, before Kabbalah Satira. And it was even before Kabbalah Satira. That's what we talk about here. I mean, and the whole din Hashemini Tuach only applies from Hakavas HaMishkin. And that took place more than 9 months before that. I mean, Kabbalah Satira was 9 months before. This was even before Kabbalah Satira. My summer be all by V.A.L.F. Laishna Baba Gedaila, Laishna Baba Ktada. My summer, Baba Gedaila in Baba Ktada, that it does not apply. Hefshet Mini Tuach. And that by the Hashem, the din of Hashem in Ituach, whether or not that applies or doesn't. So we have this machlokes l'gabei this. Even though, again, like we said, l'chaira, those karbonis that the Na'arei B'nei Yisrael brought, they're karbonis not because of how to stand some of a babak tana. They were karbonis of B'nei Noyah. Would you be able to bring a karbon? Let's say it like this. A karbonis of B'nei Noyah that they were all able to bring. Does that need Hashem Nituach? Or that does not need Hashem Nituach? That's not Michal Hashem. What are we declaring here? The Baba Gedai, the Baba Ktana. Well, what was the subject? In Neve Givain, where they brought Karbonis and the Baba Ktana, did it need Hashem Nituach? Fine, fair enough. A legitimate Shiloh. Let's say you would hold that it does need Hashem Nituach. Does that mean Karbonis B'nai Dayach? Need Hashem Nituach? No. These are Karbonis Israel. So who's going to bring a raya from the Na'arei B'nai Yisrael? What's that have to do with anything? Are they the passion of Karbonis from B'nai Nayach? So what's going to bring a raya? That has nothing to do with anything. But if we go like the Priskarov, the Mizrahi, remember how he learned the Pshat the Pusik? Very good. It's the same house. They slayed it. Very good. Excellent. Oh. So, Mizbeach Adam Tasali, Zavachta, Mitzaycha, Umi Bakar, Mi Bakarcha, Mitzaycha. I'm out by mixing it. Mitzaycha, Mitzaycha. Huh? And so it says, and you'll shift it from your sheep and your bucker. What is Mitzaycha bucker? You can bring it from your gorilla. Not a gorilla, it's a babbage. But you can bring it from your antelope. You can bring it from your deer. You can bring it from Bali Moomin. What is this? From your tzayin and your bucker? What's tzayin and bucker have to do with anything? You can buy tzayin and bucker, but as well bring it from your deer, from your antelope, from the chayas behemoth, chayas oifus. All these things, Bali Klum, Tzvimin, Bali Moomin, everything. So why is it that Terence is that we're had a Shema being Karbonis Yisrael? The Chayadin of Ababa, it's a Chiddush. It's as a din of Ababa and Karbonis Yisrael from the time of Kabbalah Satira. And therefore, now, L'chaira, it's the Chiddush that we're saying. I'm masking, it's a very good Chiddush to say. This took place before Kabbalah Satira. The Miskarov's Yisite, isn't that Miskarov was talking about the time of Kabbalah Satira, therefore it says, Mizbech Adoba Tasali. What we're saying is, that Kiddush that you say it, we're gonna build it at the add onto the Miskarov, it's a much bigger Kiddush even than the Miskarov, I mean, we're taking a liberty over here, it's certainly not Pashut. But if we'll use the Miskarov's Yisite, who says, that there's a third Zman here also, an interim Zman. The interim Zman is the Zman between Kabbalah Satira and Hakamas Mishnah, that 9-month period that has a din of Karbonis Israel. We're adding on to that. We'll say, and what about the Karbonis that they brought right before? That could also have a din of Karbonis Israel. It's a Hachonif, well, because this is part of the occasion right before Kabbalah Satira, it's the din that will retroactively, even though the tzivui of Mizbech Adam Betasali different. Well,
we don't know when that happened.
The Mizbech
Adam Betasali may have been after.
The tzivui of Mizbech Adam Betasali.
Is that right? Pashas Yisroi.
What?
That's in Parshas Yisroi. That's at the end of Parshas Yisroi.
Right, it's the end of Yisroi. Parshas, that was after Kabbalah Satira.
What we're saying now is that
it still would have a day of Kabbalah Yisrael. This is a problem, L'chaira. We're taking a liberty of saying this. What's going on, Ria? This is Kabbalah Satira Nayah. Even after the Ibriska Rav's Yisoid.
So
we're saying that this Tsukishtel to the Tzivui that's going to come, it's before Kabbalah Satira.
You have to say that on the fifth day of Sivan, anything that happened on the fifth day of Sivan was as if it happened after Kabbalah Sotira.
That's what you have to say. It's a liberty that we're saying. It took place before the date of Vav Sivan, but that could have it.
But it has the status.
It's called Shas Kabbalah Sotira.
Right. And then Rabbi Shmuel Aaron's going to give Rabbi, I sent to him, a piece of the Taisus HaRush that says this.
What? Yeah, you said Shmuel Aaron has Rush. Yeah. You said
Taisus HaRush. Shmuel Aaron has it. He'll give it to Rabbi.
What?
I sent it to Shmuel Aaron.
Oh, you sent it to Shmuel Aaron. Okay.
Of course.
No.
All right. So I have it right here. Okay. I have the Taisus HaRush. Taisus HaYuchas LaHarush. Nikabidi to make Kyle a boy have shimini tuach. Yeah. Says Eilis Riyah. Yeah.
When he asked on Rabbi Akiva, he says, Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah, it's going to be that's what the Gemara before is silent on.
You have to say that.
Take a look at it afterwards. Okay. But now, so what is the machlokes that we have over here? It doesn't need have shimini tuach or not. Bar sava yud behel revi eilich. It says, what are the differences? Karen, the Kevish, the Yisoid, the Rivua, all that applies only by the Baba Gedaila. Yeah, Karen, the Yisoid, the Kevish, Rivua, the Baba Ketan. Mashwa, you need a Mizbeach, but it doesn't have to have these features. Mashwa, you need a Mizbeach, but not these features. But these things you don't need, these features. Karen, the Kevish, the Yisoid, those are needed only by the Baba Gedaila. Not by the Baba Ketana. Kiyar v'chana, b'baba g'dayla, v'yei kiyar v'chana, b'baba Ketana. Chazam v'shoik, b'baba g'dayla, v'yei chazam v'shoik, b'baba Ketana. And dvarim sheshavza, b'baba g'dayla, b'baba Ketana, what are the similarities? Shchita b'baba g'dayla, u'ketana, and what else? Peshem v'ni tuach b'g'dayla u'ketana, which means that we see clearly here by a Baba Ketana, the din of Heshem and Ituach, Da Matir Befagel, B'Gedayla Ketana, Mumin, let's not make a mistake here either. Mumin, Avada Pasul by a Baba Ketana. Not like the Karbanis B'nei Dayach. All those, remember there's no din of Mumin by Karbanis B'nei Dayach, Tzvimim Abalei Mumin. But now we're saying, By the Karbonis of a Baba Ketana, Avada Mumin Pasol.
Even Dukat Shabayin, I
don't want to say that. Dukat Shabayin, unless you don't like Rabbi Akiva. But I mean, if you don't know, like Rabbi Akiva, Dukat Shabayin, the Pasol is also the Karbonis that we have by a Baba Ketana are absolutely no different than the Karbonis of a Baba Gedayla. But it should not be conflated with the Karbonis of the Naya. That Bali Mumin are good. The only thing that's going to puzzle them is Mechusar Eivor. Uzman, B'Gedaylo Tana, the limit of Zman, right? Nicer, Pingol, all the Dinim that we have, Avol Nicer, Zman, Hatame, Shavin, Bazel, Tana Rabbanit, Minayin Lasei Zman, the Babak Sadikam of B'Gedaylo. How do you know? The Ha'abra Taira, La Nisarev. Mi yaitse yisareif. My yaitse kosher. Just like my yaitse is kosher bababa. Yaitse is kosher bababa. You can do it all over, whatever you want. My yaitse kosher bababa. Haflod kosher bababa.
See, there is yaitse by the
bababa.
No,
it's
kosher.
No, the other way, you mean. Yeah, the material, yeah. My yaitse is kosher bababa. It's good. Yeah. No. They're talking about a Baba Ketana anyway. What about by did by Yaitse by Baba Gedayla? That was the Chiddush that you were saying. By Yaitse, kosher.
But
Yeah, the Gemara, what it's saying, B'nayin lasis bat, b'bobek tada k'bobek yedayla. If anything, it's fair from here. Yeah, because over here it's telling us, by a bobek yedayla, there's certainly going to be a soul of Yitzchak. What did Dvar Avram do with this? Yeah. Aflad kasher b'bobek. B'lavka b'chaymer hu, v'aytik bar b'yayfis. Tzlekka b'chaymer from Yitzchak. The ma Yitzchak. Shein ha'mum paisel b'hem. We know that a mum, of course, is not possible by Yifus. Tamus v'zachrus. The behemah v'ein tamus v'zachrus v'yifus.
That's what
we're saying. It's bad. Paisel, it's bad, Kachi b'b'ktana. Sha'amum paisel b'hem. Much more chaber than Yifus. Ain't no din, she's bad paisel b'hem. What are you going to ask? Ba'li Yifus, k'ein ain't azar kasher b'hem. Maybe it's different. I, Zohar, cannot do, Malika. But a Kayah does it. By behavior. Taibar, Baba, Kada. Shazar, Kasha. What do you do by Zohar, Bazar, Kasha, Baba? Laya, he's mad, Puzzle, Baba. Taibar, Laibar. All right, we're gonna leave the last line. What we're saying over here is, that, of course, like we've been saying all along, A czar is good to do the shkita to do the whole avaida of a babak tana. A czar is good to do the whole avaida by a babak tana. At Avo Pikain, we see a very interesting thing. The Gemara's before, we need a pasuk to come and tell me that you don't need kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. And you also don't need Big Day Kahuna by a czar, even though the Chaira, what is the psul, if a Kayah does Havaida without Big Day Kahuna, it's a psul Saris. From over here we see, Avada, it will result in a psul Saris. But it does not mean that the only reason why you have to have, Big Day Kahuna is because otherwise you're a czar. Even if you'll have a case where you know that there's no psul of Cyrus, there's still a uniform that the one who's doing the Avaida has to wear. If he doesn't do it, he's also going to have the consequence of Cyrus. But the Mechayev is not only the Mechayev of Kuna. You see that if it would not have been for the psul, for the Xeris HaKosuf of Big Day Kahuna, the din would have been that you would have to wear it, even though a czar would do it. What would happen? A czar who's allowed to do it would have to wear Big Day Kahuna. If you didn't have another pasuk, what would happen? A czar could do it, but he needs a uniform. What's the uniform? The uniform is going to be Big Day Kahuna. They said, "I'm Kiddush and I'm Raglai." It's going to be the same thing. But one of the
Rebbe proved that from Taisus. Rebbe proved that from Taisus. Rebbe proved that from Taisus in Kedushin, that women would have to wear Big Day Kahuna. We had in the first parak when they had Taisus would say that.
She has a Shem Kayin, though. I don't know if you have a...
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah, I see. I wouldn't bring a Raya from there. Bedavka did not bring a Raya from there.
I see what Rebbe's saying. Okay. Because over there...
A couple of points I just wanted to bring out.
Okay.
When they brought a Korban Pesach, in Neivagivan. Now, if you hold that they can bring a Korbanis Chayva, in this man Heter Abamis, you can bring a Korban Chayva or the Baba Gedayla. It wouldn't bother me. We all know that they brought a Korban Pesach in Nibagivan. Or in Gilgal. Let's say Gilgal. We know by Gilgal, so they brought a Korban Pesach. And tell us how they bring it. If you want to tell me they could bring it in a Bobek Adela, fine. But let's say hold like Reb Meir. Not like Reb Yehuda. You hold that they cannot bring Korbanos Yachid even, that are Chayva, in the Baba Gedayla. So how did they bring the Korban Pesach? Rashi tells the reason is because it's brought b'chnufya. And therefore, even though really it's a Korban Yachid, It has a din like a carpet seabor. That's Rashi and Kufi and Zion.
Everybody agrees.
But the rabbi we brought yesterday says that in Ivagiv and all the places, there was a din of Aliyah Laregel. Right? There was a din of Aliyah Laregel. How did they bring the, did they bring the Eilis Riyah? Eilis Riyah is a carpet yachid. I mean, certainly a carpet yachid. So how did they bring it? Now, if you hold, they can bring it on a public adela. All right, fine, the same thing. According to Rav Meir, but it doesn't say over there that it's brought the chnufia. We'll have a din of a carpet seymour because everybody brings it. You say that also by the Eilis Riyah and the Shabbat Chagiga? What? Not Daichatum, because, well, it's not Daichatum because you can bring it on, bring it on one day. It's not like Carpet Pesach. You have to Carpet Pesach, it's one day. You don't do that one day, it's Pesach Shady. Right? By the way, I'd like to, what happens if a person became Tameh and Knife and Gifin? A person became Tameh in Naif and Givain, when he bring a Pesach Shady on his own Mizbeach? What happens in Iyar? He couldn't bring it. He was an Anus. In Nisan, he couldn't bring it. He was Yudal in Nisan, he was an Anus. What happens in Iyar? He brings it on his own Mizbeach? As a din of Nidav and Nidav. This is nice, nice that it does. That was Taisnud of Kufiyat Chesam and Aleph. A Chiddush and Taisnus. Why? Because it says, Ish Nidvich Nidchem Ein Tzibor Nidchem. That, he learns it from the Pasuk. In which case, it should really come out. I think we see from Taisnus over there that you would bring a Pesach Sheni, it's different than regular Karbonis Chayva, that you cannot bring on a Babak Tana. I think if I'm right, that's how Tyson's is telling us over there. Kufiyat Chesam and Aleph almost towards the bottom of the Tyson's. It's different
than any other.
Yes, because you can bring it. That's a Chiddush. I think it's a Chiddush at Tyson's. That's another thing. I don't know who it was. I'm sorry I'm not attributing it to the one that really asked it. But I think somebody asked it yesterday and I dismissed the Kasha to the terrorists. But the evidence is, Rabbeinu Peretz and Pesachim asked the Kasha, how did they bring Meiser Shady in the Zman by a Shady if there was no Aaron?
Oh, sir.
Somebody asked it. I forgot. I don't know. I'm not attributing it to it. Shmuel Aaron asked the Kasha. So I dismissed it because that's not cool that there was no Aaron. If we'll go like the Rambam, that it was there, was buried in the Matunius. So that's very good going, like which it, by the way. It's a very, I like the way the Rambam tells it, like, it's a very good teretz when it answered. But Lebaisa, the Rabbeinu Peretz of Pesachim asked this question. In light of our Gemara, you need an Aaron for Meisa Shani. You went to the high to bring Meisa Shani in this man of the Meisa Shani. In Pesachim, he asked this question. In Pesachim, the Rabbeinu Peretz asked this question. I don't know if he answers this. I don't know if he answers this question. Another thing that I wanted to bring out over here is, we have, Rabbi, the Gemara has a miut. Another thing that I wanted to bring out over here is also, the Gemara has a miut that there's no din of tzafain by the Bava Tana. You don't have to shech b'tzafin. What does that mean? If, let's say, you would have to shech b'tzafin in the Bava Tana, where would you shech it? Like the Rabbah, we hear it. The Rambam holds, remember, when we talk about what is tzofen. Tzofen of the Azara, or tzofen of the Mizbeach. And to Raya from over here, the Chaira, that when we talk about tzofen, tzofen is not tzofen of the Azara. There's no Azara here. So what is it? So he's tzofen of the Mizbeach. Let's say you hold like that, we hold like Rashi. Rashi, we have Rashi's on the Lavchav. And we had the Rashi later on, the Dusach and Chaf Aleph. But Rashi and Chaf, they're different places where we saw that according to Rashi, it's Tzofen of the Azara. What's Tzofen of, what would it do? Tzofen of the Mizrach HaOlam? What would you do if you had to do from the Maharaj Pashas, you would say something of the Mizrahi. Remember, we talked about how you draw the line. You draw the line from east, you draw the line from east to west to the midpoint of the width of the Azara. The width of the Azara is 135. You draw the line, so you have half of 135, according to Rashi. Like the Rambam, it's not like that. You have Tzofen from where the Mizbech ended. The Mizbech ended 7 Amis after the midpoint. You don't have the same amount of space to the Tzofen, according to the Rambam. So what, from over here would be Mashma like the Rambam, certainly Mashma over here, that we have like the Shita of the Rambam. What? It's time. I know it's time. Yeah, wait a second. You know, do we have another member? All right.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.